The Trump administration is clamping down on travel to Cuba. This week, the Treasury Department said it's banning cruises and some forms of group travel to Cuba by Americans that had become popular after the Obama administration restored ties with Cuba in 2015. According to the Trump administration, the aim is to deprive Cuba of U.S. dollars that the Trump administration says are being used to prop up the Maduro regime in Venezuela. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, what exactly is changing under these new restrictions? Because a lot of Americans have been making trips to Cuba recently.
They sure have. As you mentioned, cruise lines banned from going there. That's a big deal because Havana had become a popular and a very profitable destination for the major cruise lines. People paying more for itineraries that included Havana. No surprise that the three major cruise lines, their shares have been trading lower today on a day when the broader market has been doing rather well. The Trump administration also banning what it calls educational travel to Cuba. Now, that was one of 12 permitted categories of travel to Cuba. So that might not sound like a big deal, one of 12, right? But it matters because that was kind of this catch-all category that anybody who felt like, well, hey, I'm traveling, of course I'm learning something that's educational, could kind of justify it that way. The other categories are much more specific. Family visit travel, if you have relatives there, journalists, and that sort of thing.
So if people were planning a trip to Cuba this year, are they totally out of luck or are there still workarounds for these new restrictions?
A lot of people are indeed out of luck when it comes to the cruise lines. I mean, this all happened very suddenly. People on one of the Carnival ships, for example, woke up this morning to find out that they're on their way not to Havana, but to Cozumel, Mexico. That cruise line offering vouchers and so forth. The other ones doing it, too. So, yeah, cruises for now aren't going to happen. Now, airline flights are still going, and there's a lot more air travel now than there used to be ever since the liberalization. But there, too, you're kind of on your own in this climate. If you get off the plane and somebody asks you what you were doing in Cuba and you can't sort of fit that visit into one of those permitted categories, the categories that are still permitted, who knows what could happen. So all kinds of uncertainty and, a lot of disappointed people.
And as we mentioned, the Trump administration is connecting this to the situation in Venezuela, saying basically that Cuba is helping to prop up the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
Yes, and that's ironic because for about the past two decades, ever since Hugo Chavez came to power in Venezuela, the allegation was exactly the opposite, that Venezuela, as much as any other country in the world after the fall of the Soviet Union and so forth, was propping up Cuba by sending its oil there, selling Cuba below-cost oil, keeping that government afloat. Now, the allegation, exactly the opposite, that Cuba is taking those tourist dollars, and that's what this is all about, and using that to help Venezuela. Also allegations that Cuba was providing troops to aid the regime when there were those moments when it seemed like Maduro might finally be toppled.
So how much of a difference is it going to make to have these new restrictions on, given that, other countries in the world are still allowed to visit Cuba?
There are. It's a big deal, though. If you kind of extrapolate how many people have cruised there so far, there would have been 500,000 cruise passengers alone going to Cuba, a couple million airline seats, and a lot of those people are people who only would have been going because of the liberalization.
Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst for Here and Now. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.